The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman, live and in person here at the WWNN studios in Boca Raton. It is a beautiful, bright Monday morning. And I am joined here this morning by Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
Nice to be with you here. And I know we have a stock full amount of discussions to take place on many interesting subjects that we hope will enlighten our listeners to how they can improve their health. And that's what we're all about. This show is broadcast Monday through Friday, every day from 10 to 11, and the purpose of the show is, again, to enlighten our listeners to how they can improve their health. And we don't always claim to have the right answers, Janet, but we like to give people the options of what they can do. There's no hard, fast rule that people have to follow. They just have to be able to adjust their bodies and their minds and their hearts for themselves. And that's the purpose of maintaining good health, is combining all three of those things together. Before we get started with the important topics today, I want to take the opportunity on behalf of Jolie Root and Jeff Donegan and myself, who would normally be on at the noon hour, to wish all of our Jewish listeners a very healthy, happy, and prosperous new year. I know we're coming up on the culmination of the holiday by the holiday of Yom Kippur, which actually starts tomorrow with Kol Nidre at sundown, and culminates with the fast for Yom Kippur on Wednesday evening. And for those Jewish people and all the other people that do partake of the Jewish holiday, we'd like to wish you a very easy fast on behalf of Janet and myself and the entire staff at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, in addition to Jolie and Jeff and us over here at the studios right now. So please have a healthy, happy, prosperous new year, and a very easy fast, which I will be doing, and I'm sure that most of my family will do as well. If you can't fast, just do the best you can for as many hours as you can. Janet, let's start off with something I think that we're both enjoying right now, and that's a cup of coffee.
Okay, yes.
And I do like to start my mornings with a cup of coffee. Whether they start at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, or 8 in the morning, it doesn't make a difference what time. I do like to start it with a cup of coffee. And I drink mine black. I don't know if many people out there still drink theirs black, but when I learned to drink coffee many, many, many years ago, I was taught by my parents to try to drink it with nothing in it other than coffee. And that's the way I acclimated my body to drink black coffee. My wife, Paula, likes a little bit creamer in hers, which gives it a little bit of a flavor, but doesn't add sugar. So that's what she uses. I know, Jenna, you like it a certain way, and I think your husband, Mike, likes it a certain way. But the important thing is that people have to know that there is a benefit to coffee. And that's what we'd like to talk about this morning, is the benefit to coffee. But according to the study, it shows that women derive more of a benefit than men do. And they derive the benefit because it reduces their risk of dementia. And I would have to think, as a layman, if it reduces the risk of dementia for women, why wouldn't it do the same for men? So I'd like to get your take on that.
Okay, my guess is, and this is solely an opinion, based on very, very diverse information that I've read over the years. So I don't know if it's scientifically defensible, but here I go. It has to do with hormones. The situation with coffee is dependent on so many different things. For so many women, and it's mostly women that I've heard this from, that if they have coffee, their hearts start to beat irregularly. They get very anxious and shaky. And so for those people, they have a super sensitivity to the caffeine in coffee. And that when you think about how the caffeine affects the liver, and the liver is going to be part of the metabolic processes of moderating hormones, I think that's where the issue comes in, that there's a benefit for women and not a balancing benefit for men. And I have to give a little kind of personal background. I never drank coffee my whole life long. And I'm going to say, years ago, I went to work for Jolie Root. And it was Jolie Root and I who discovered coffee. We were tea drinkers, but then flavored coffees came out, and we used to have coffee in the morning. And so that's how I got started. And I got started with some sugar and some cream in the coffee. I have since weaned away from any kind of sweeteners, and it's just cream. And I keep trying to minimize and minimize and minimize the cream, because I think, as you do, Al, and as my husband Mike does, there's black coffee. Okay, so you're going to get that wake-up benefit of the caffeine and not have any adulteration, let's say. Let's not, no exposure necessarily to the fat in dairy or some of the components in the non-dairy creamers. And I warn people away all the time from the non-dairy creamers. Take a look at the ingredients. They are not nutritionally beneficial. And so there is research that says the caffeine actually makes the transmission of the electrical transmission across the synapse more efficient. And so I say that I'm drinking the coffee so that I can prevent dementia, but I'm actually drinking the coffee because, wow, what a wonderful, energizing boost, a really energetic support to my mornings.
Well, the interesting point that you brought up a few interesting points, Janet, and I think this particular study dealt with 6,467 women who were age 65 and older, who were part of the Women's Health Initiative.
Uh-huh.
And
such
again,
an incredibly important study, so full of helpful information.
But again, it does mention nothing about men. And I would have to think, to tie in the study, that it has to affect men in some way as well.
Do you think that you feel that your brain starts to work quicker after having the coffee in the morning?
After about 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Okay. Now, what the research that I've read has to say about that is that first cup of coffee is the one that really does change brain chemistry. And that if we attempt to continue it, say, into the afternoon hours by drinking coffee, we don't get the same response as you get first thing in the morning.
Well, the other part of the study, it said that women who consumed only 64 milligrams or less did not have the same effect as women who were consuming 261 milligrams.
I love 260 milligrams. So I don't know how much I get, but
well, that equates to at least 2-3 cups a day.
Okay.
And if you take the one cup in the morning, I think the negative thing about coffee drinking is that if you can't sleep at night, that you don't want to have coffee too late in the day, whether
Absolutely
you're a man
not.
Or a woman.
Absolutely not.
So I think the important point of this particular study is that it had a benefit, and the benefit was, of course, long range. So if you were giving advice to a woman who's 40 years old, Janet, what would your advice be about drinking coffee?
It's very interesting, Al, because what they very often, the people that I work with, they'll tell me, I stopped drinking coffee and tea and soda. I eliminated caffeine. And I say to them, were you one of those people who were hypersensitive? Because I warn people away, if you have a negative response, irregular heartbeat, agitation, anxiety, for sure, caffeine is not a benefit for you. But if you don't have any of those negative responses to it, I say continue the caffeine. I ask them, did you enjoy your cup of coffee in the morning? Did you feel a beneficial response? So we discuss it a little bit, and it's really on an individual basis. But for the most part, if you don't have a super sensitivity, I'm all for coffee and tea.
Well, so we're both in the affirmative there.
We are.
Okay, very good. Okay. And we can move on to the next topic, which I also thought was very, very interesting. You know, over the years, people have been indoctrinated that cholesterol levels are a danger zone when they're above 200. And I know this has been hashed, rehashed, and rehashed over the radio waves by many different authorities on cholesterol. But there's one aspect of the cholesterol which I think we should look to explore. And that particular area is stress. Now, we've discussed stress over many, many years, the negative aspects of it, and why people should look to avoid stress wherever they possibly can. But people who are under a great deal of stress may be influenced by their cholesterol numbers, meaning that if they face a daily stress level in their job, if they have family issues that are causing stress, whatever issues they may have, they're raising their cholesterol levels. And this is where what they're eating may not be causing the cholesterol levels to rise. It's what they're feeling inside their body.
They might even be taking statin medication and not having it benefit them.
That could very well be also. But I know we're coming up on a short intermission.
And I just want to let everybody know that you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman. And when we come back, a little bit of information about where you can find Save-A-Lot Nutrition. We'll be right back.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDutch Center.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAV-A-LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to Al@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
We are back. This is Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We are here every Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. trying to bring in the latest information to how you can maintain, improve, and benefit by keeping your body, your mind, and your heart in good health. And we left off with cholesterol levels. But before we get to that, Janet, I had promised the listeners out there that we'd be giving away T-shirts again. And the T-shirts will be arriving today, which means that on Thursday, we will give them out to the people that come by the store. And the store is located at 3105 North State Road 7. And depending upon which way you're coming from the east or the west on Sample Road, you'd find State Road 7, which is
441.
Yeah, or? But a landmark, I'm thinking of it, JM Lexus would be before you get to State Road 7 coming from the east. And if you're coming from the west, it would be right around Turtle Run. So you get to State Road 7, 441, make a right turn or a left turn, depending on which way you're coming. Go down a half a mile, and you will see on your right the Halloween store. And the name of that store is called?
Spirit Halloween.
Spirit Halloween. And if you look beyond the Spirit Halloween store, you'll see the sign for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center sign, which is located in the south end of the shopping center. And we have our fixtures been installed. We are now waiting to start putting merchandise on the shelf, which will be this week. And our planned opening is still set for around Thanksgiving. We will, of course, keep our listeners up to date and well informed of the progress. You can also look at the progress if you go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Very easy way to get to and check out the progress of what you'll see on the site. So, again, this Thursday, after we finish the show, which is 11 o'clock, I will go to the store and be able to help everybody pick out a large or extra large T-shirt when they come visit us at the location. I know that you're anxious, Janet, to be there as well, which will happen when we finally open, which has taken us a very, very long time, as people know. It's a process that you have to go through, and you have to deal with bureaucracy. And bureaucracy is one of those things that supposedly keep us safe and informed of everything going on. But getting back to stress and cholesterol.
Okay, so how's your cholesterol after the stress of building out Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center?
But even then, I think my cholesterol was pretty good. I wasn't in the danger zone, so to speak.
I kind of think that you've handled the stress, that this is okay, this is your job, step by step. Whatever problems arise, you look at your options and decide on a course of action. So that depending on your personality and your perspective, that isn't stressful. It's problem solving.
Correct. But there are some issues that people face on a daily or weekly or monthly or yearly basis that do affect their stress levels. So when you're counseling people, and they come in to see you and say, Janet, I'm under a great deal of stress. How do you tackle a subject with that particular individual?
Okay, that connection between cholesterol and stress is very well established. And again, it's hormonal. The issue is when you are continuously stressed and there's like no vision on how to solve the stressful issues that are bombarding you, then it tends to take a toll on your hormones and on, obviously, on your cholesterol level. Your thyroid is the area of your body that tends to take a hit during stressful time periods. And it is, again, a very well-established fact that when your thyroid has been exhausted, let's say, and the function of your thyroid declines, your cholesterol level goes up. And the suggestion that I have for people with regard to dealing with that elevated cholesterol level is address thyroid function. Prior to the introduction of a synthetic thyroid hormone to support hypothyroid patients, the use of thyroid glandular and iodine were both used to lower cholesterol. So this is information and a connection that's been around for decades. So what I tell people, I give them some tools that are stress management tools, and I give them the appropriate thyroid supporting formula, depending on what their thyroid numbers are, depending on what the level of stress might be, depending on the duration of the stress all calls for a slightly different supplement that is going to be thyroid supporting. When you get your thyroid properly balanced and highly functional, the cholesterol goes down. So things for minor thyroid imbalances might be an all food source thyroid support. For more significant or advanced cholesterol issues, thyroid issues, then you would use a thyroid glandular. And again, different doses of potassium iodide. Keep in mind that iodine won't do it alone. Iodide is required. So there's a wide range of intensity of approaches to lower cholesterol by attending to your thyroid. And then you want to reduce inflammation, because where is the cholesterol going to do damage? Doing damage in areas that are highly inflamed. And so omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin E, curcumin, those are some of the things that you would use to reduce inflammation. And when inflammation goes down, LDL cholesterol goes down.
Good point. And to understand the word stress, there are several different points that people have to understand and accept. Being under constant pressure.
Right.
Now, whether that is a family issue, whether it's a work-related issue.
Isn't that like being an adult?
Or a lifestyle issue. But kids are under stress too.
Absolutely.
No question about it. And then you got responding to difficult changes. Now, here we had a situation over the weekend with Matthew. Now, what did that do to the stress levels of many of the people living here in South Florida?
Skyrocket.
We just had somebody that we met at the studio here on the way out that was talking about a tremendous amount of stress level. Of course, they had never been living in Florida during a hurricane. So how did they react to it? And there's, again, another good point of what stress can do for the body. And I know that there are millions of people that experienced greater stress levels because of the hurricane threat that was put before us. And the newscasts didn't make it any easier.
Well, I think Governor Scott might have overstated the situation.
No question about it.
This hurricane could kill you.
Yeah.
I think that puts fear in the hearts of listeners.
But people that have lived in Florida know how to deal with it a lot better than newcomers
right.
to the state.
Right.
And then we have the issue of losing control, where there are extraneous circumstances that you have no control over, but you still feel like you should have control over it, but you can't because it's not yours. And this can cause a great deal of stress as well. And then you have the anxious feelings, the worried feelings, or even a depressed feeling. And this all goes into building levels of stress, which could affect the cholesterol levels. And then you have the issue of feeling threatened or being vulnerable. And that, again, could go into the job situation. It could go into the personal situation, family situation, or even a kid going into high school who may be bullied. Which is an issue that I think people have to be very cognizant of and listen to their kids and try and understand what they're going through. We as adults, Janet, I think lived a different lifestyle in the years earlier than where kids are faced with today. Lifestyles were totally different than what they are today. And I think we grew up in metropolises that had friends and neighbors surrounding us, which made life a little bit easier to task with because we had the support. And today, I think many kids and families don't have that support, and this can only increase stress levels, which, again, in a health standpoint, goes to increase the amount of cholesterol that the body is being produced. Even though they're not eating it, they're feeling it, and that could cause their balances to go out of whack.
It's true. And just to go back to the coffee and caffeine with regard to risk of dementia, coffee or I'm going to say excessive coffee consumption, and possibly coffee consumption that is accompanied by poor quality, what they refer to as coffee lighteners, those powdered things, and possibly sugar or artificial sweeteners. That whole picture, in that vein, coffee has the potential to raise cholesterol too. And so I tell people to have a reasonable intake of coffee, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial creamers. Use really good quality. It could be grass-fed, organic, half and half. It could be something like that. And don't try to continue consumption of caffeine all through the day. So, because coffee can be related to elevated cholesterol as well.
Very good point. And the last two points are anger and aggression and just being totally distressed. And those are simple ways that people can take charge of their life by eliminating that stress factor, which will benefit them in many different ways, in addition to keeping their cholesterol levels in a reasonable range.
So, things that people can use during extremely stressful times could be theanine, which is an extract of green tea, an amino acid, extremely safe and very, very effective. Just making sure that your magnesium intake is supported, because magnesium is able to achieve muscle relaxation, which that muscle tightening is part of tension and stress. Rolora, an herbal source substance that is able to minimize the potential for stressful overreaction to anxiety and the feelings of anger. B vitamins, particularly high quality coenzymated forms of B vitamins, very important to allow the support to brain chemistry. So when you see stressful situations coming at you, you're able to very thoughtfully organize potential approaches and then choose your path to circumventing the stress.
When we come back from this next intermission, Janet, many people listen to the show, and I guess it's now about 70% of the population are either overweight or obese. And we have some good news to share with them when we come back from this break, because we're going to be talking about exercise hormone that sheds fat and helps people stay slender.
Fabulous. And to our listeners, you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages. Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a Monday morning. I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're discussing some issues that people have a great deal of concern about with relative to their health. And our purpose in giving you this information is to try to help you achieve the best health possible today, tomorrow, and into the future. And with that said, Janet, I know that you do counseling with people to help them overcome different issues. And one of the major issues I think that people have been faced with for many, many years is the issue of gaining weight.
Right.
And there is no easy formula for people to lose weight.
It's different for everyone.
Exactly. So here's a study that was done at the University of Florida. And they're speaking about cell biology. And in addition to the University of Florida, a team at Harvard Medical School discovered a hormone called irisin. That's spelled I-R-I-S-I-N in 2012. And they isolated the natural hormone from muscle cells that trigger some of the health-promoting properties of exercise, which they say could be developed into novel treatments for diabetes, obesity, and cancer, which I think are probably the three biggest contributors to people that are overweight. I think they stand more of a chance of getting diabetes, getting cancer, and other illnesses that are caused by being obese or overweight. So when you see people and you counsel people, and we know, we just discussed that there is no easy formula for everybody, and everybody is different. But is there a set plan of action that you can recommend to the majority of people that are listening to the show or know of people that are either overweight or obese that this information can help?
None of the suggestions that I will make in the next 3 or 4 minutes are going to be popular, but they are, some of them are very well proven to be helpful to move people out of an obese category, out of overweight category, into normal BMI.
Mm-hmm.
And so my suggestion, number one, make sure that they're drinking enough water. And to be drinking in between meals, not necessarily when you are eating your meal. And the reason for that is many times being dehydrated, the signals that people have from dehydration are interpreted as signals of hunger. And it isn't hunger, it's dehydration. So be very focused and attentive to proper hydration. So if you're drinking between 60 and 70 ounces between 8 and noontime, between 1:30 and 4, and I tell people, make sure that you stop drinking around 4 o'clock, because if you continue to drink copious amounts of any type of fluid after 4 o'clock, it's most likely going to interfere with your sleep. Sleep is a really important component. People who don't get enough sleep, I'm laughing because there's a line in a movie about this. People who don't get enough sleep are more likely to gain weight. So sleeping fewer than 6 hours a night, sleeping fewer than 5 hours a night. And I know that lots of people have so many demands on them, demands of their career and demands of their home and family, that sometimes they just power through it, so to speak, and sleep is sacrificed, and that is an issue. So there are two very, very basic approaches to begin attending to. The next one that I would suggest is, instead of a regular dinner plate, I suggest that people go to a salad or dessert size plate. I'm not sure of the inch measurements. I think a dinner plate is about 8 inches in diameter, and a dessert or salad plate is possibly 6 inches in diameter. So you can fill that plate, but then you cannot have seconds. The other suggestion is put your fork down in between bites. If you're using something that is held in your hand, put it down on the plate in between bites. Make sure that you chew. One of the suggestions I make is chew until there's nothing left in your mouth. So those are some very, very basic approaches. It's able to be tested to see where you stand with regard to leptin. And this is a whole area very well researched now that has to do with the leptins in food and lectins in your body. Then the you want to make sure that you actually have that brain response that says, I'm full, I don't want any more. And one of the ways to achieve that is eating smaller meals. And very often people talk about, well, my stomach has shrunk, I've been on a diet, and I don't eat that much anymore. That's what your goal is, eat smaller meals.
That's very good advice, Janet. And I know that the people that have listened to me on the air the last several years, I set a goal for myself, I guess it was about 4 years ago, to be at 180. And I've managed to maintain that, except the last several months, because of the condition of trying to open up a new store and faced with bureaucratic to-dos that have to be accomplished. And I put on 10 pounds.
But, wow.
But I knew how to take it off.
Right.
And I am back to 180 now after a month of struggling at the 190 level. But for me, it was a different way to do it other than what you had said. I found that if I eat copious amounts of food for breakfast and lunch, and very, very little for dinner, I will lose weight automatically. And I found that between that and a little bit of exercise, that eliminated my 10 pounds. So I am back to 180 after a month. But the point is, though, that everybody's different, as you pointed out. So people have to experiment and find out the best possible way for them to drop that weight. And by coming to you and you helping them be their coach to achieve that result, I think is a formidable way of getting it done. However, not everybody is in the area to come to seek your advice. However, they can call you on the phone or they can email you. So those are some points that you may want to bring up as to how people can get in touch with you, Janet, if they're faced with a situation such as being overweight or obese. But the information that you've shared with everybody right now is most important, and I think they have to be very cognizant of the detrimental effects it can lead to if they don't shed the weight. Because, again, we're dealing with cancer, diabetes, heart problems, and a whole host of other situations that are related to inflammation, because the body is experiencing more stress on it because of being overweight. So how can people reach you?
Oh, okay. Well,
Up until the store opens. Once the store opens, they know they can come down to the store.
Okay, so, yes, around Thanksgiving time, that's when I will be available at my beautiful new office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Up until the store opens, I have an email that people can use. It's Janet, J-A-N-E-T, the letter C, ABC 920@comcast.net. That's my email. And they can also give me a call, 954-652-8680. 954-652-8680. And they can text me. And I have to qualify that. I really am not able to answer questions over the phone or emails. The importance of the questions, I really need a lot of background I need a lot of information in order to give people the best response possible. So you can contact me at those that email and phone, but I'm not necessarily able to answer questions. If the people wanted to sit down and have a counseling session with me, we can arrange that.
All right, that sounds good. Now, many other points that I have on my agenda today is something that we've been talking about on the air for many, many years, and that is the genetic link between birth weight and adult disease. And I know that it's important for people to understand that there may be some traits that are genetically passed on from generation to generation. However, that is not the belief that I have, and it may not be the belief that you have. What is your belief about genetic dispositions from one generation to another?
There's very extensive research, and some of the information that I've learned from Dr. Frank King. And Dr. King has King Bio, a whole array of homeopathic solutions to health problems. He has talked about the genetic predisposition for carrying over from one generation to the next a particular health weakness. And so I will kind of refer to Dr. King's information. He says if your grandmother had diabetes, the risk that the child will have diabetes and that the grandchild will have diabetes is higher. Now, my perspective is diet and lifestyle trumps genes. So you may have a genetic weakness, but there are certainly specific addressed approaches that you can use to minimize that risk. And consequently, I will refer to something relatively controversial, and it's Angelina Jolie's approach that she had double mastectomy, and she had hysterectomy and oophorectomy. Those, because she had certain genes, she was tested and found to have certain genes that put her at higher risk than the rest of the population. And my opinion is she has not necessarily gotten the comprehensive information about what you need to do in order to minimize genetic risk.
Well, I know that it's going to be a topic for discussion amongst us, only because the study that I was reading kind of suggests that a person with type 2 diabetes, if they're the parent and they're feeding their kids, they're probably feeding the kids the same food that they grew up on.
Exactly.
Which leads you to believe that the same thing is going to happen to the kids. But let's discuss this further, because I know we're coming up on an intermission.
And to our listeners, you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after this. Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman, along with Janet Cimarelli, here for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And I just want to remind our listeners that we are on the air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on WWNN Radio, 1470 a.m. And you can also look at the progress of Save-A-Lot at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com on our website. We just posted some great new pictures of the gondolas that were installed last week on the website. And I know Janet has some more information that she would like to share with us on that particular topic.
Well, I'm just thinking that we have some really nice surprises and wonderful guests coming up on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm talking about Friday.
This Friday.
This Friday, October 14th. Is that this Friday? Yes, that's
Friday. Yeah, that's the 14th, right.
Time flies when you're having fun. Okay, so Miss Lisa Martinez from New Chapter.
Wow.
Oh,
she's great, Lisa.
She's fabulous. She's so exciting with, she has such passion and, excitement about what the information that she has to share. And New Chapter is such a unique presence in the, nutrition world, so to speak. And one of the subjects we're going to be talking about is a subject that I am incredibly interested in, and it's regenerative agriculture, as well as some of the supplements.
Well, one point I think we should bring up also is the fact that New Chapter has long had a history of only producing the finest ingredients to put into their products. I for one, use their particular product called Zyflamend, and I think it's a great formula. In addition, I use the Holy Basil as well. Those are two of many products that New Chapter produces, but recently they were sold to Procter & Gamble. And I would like to be able to explore with Lisa what are some of the detrimental effects, if any, that Procter & Gamble has had on the buying of the New Chapter brand of products. So I think that should be part of the discussion as well.
Okay, good point. And one of the things that I'll say is, as a support from the company perspective, the New Chapter brand was kind of under assault, as were many supplement companies under assault from judicial legal perspectives, and with the power of Procter & Gamble behind them, they don't have those worries. They know that they have the legal muscle, so to speak, to protect themselves. So we're going to have a great discussion on Friday. And then coming up in 10 days after that, Stuart Tomp from CV Sciences. And I think that this is such an incredibly timely appearance have Stuart join us on the radio, because on the ballot will be some, on the ballot here in Florida will be some
November 8th.
Referendums that are specific to the subjects that he'll be discussing, which would be cannabidiol. Very, very important information. So that's just two of the guests that we have coming up, and more surprises, so people should stay tuned.
Without a doubt, Janet. And getting back to the issue of genetic links between the birth of children and adult disease, what are your feelings about that?
Okay. The very low birth weight is kind of indicative, I'm going to say, with maternal health, and that the fetal development may have been compromised in a certain way, and possibly specific nutrient deficiencies or inefficiencies, nutrients that aren't supported nutritionally comprehensively, in order to have all of those nutrients function at the highest level possible. So the development of that individual over time, I think, can be supported by super high nutrient, super high quality nutrient being offered to the infant right from the start. I believe that being breastfed is critically important for newborns, and consequently the nourishment of the mother is very important. Then I'm going to say, over time, to enhance the development of that lower weight baby, things like probiotics, so that there are digestive benefits established in the gut that have to do with brain chemistry and immunity. Enzymes that will allow absorption of the proper nutrients. So you're giving high quality food, but you can't be certain that it's being broken down, absorbed, and utilized on a cellular level. And I very recently went to a seminar given by SpectraCell about testing all of these nutrients. And again, for low infant birth weight babies, here's a perfect way to determine what the nutrient status is that will be supportive of minimizing risk as an adult.
Well, when you say the SpectraCell's testing, I know that's a topic you'll be discussing when Dr. Herb Slavin comes on as our guest one of these days in the very near future. And is the SpectraCell meant to be tested on both the adult and the child?
It can be tested on anyone. It gives nutrition status, very, very specific nutrients, comprehensive test. Blood test.
And that, to your knowledge, is only done at Dr. Herb Slavin's office?
Well, at advanced medical testing centers, you can have that blood test done, yes.
Okay. That's a good point that people should take into consideration if they're faced with a situation like we were discussing. I have another question having to do with the... How can I say this in a very easy manner from a standpoint? The newscasters or the people that produce the news, when they make shocking announcements having to do with the industry that we are in.
Oh,
we're in the natural product industry.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And what I wanted to do is I wanted to give you an example of what bothers me the most, because you're dealing with people that look at a headline and already in their mind, because it came from a news organization or a news channel on TV or even a news station that does only news, it leads you to believe that there's something wrong with the natural product industry. And I just can't believe that people follow these different things that are going on. And what I wanted to do is give you one example. And if you have something to add to that right now, Janet, I will let you say it, and then I want to discuss this particular statement that was made by our newscasters. And if
though
we're ready,
we might have to bring this discussion into tomorrow's show.
Okay, but the headline says some herbal and dietary supplements can be toxic to the liver.
I agree with that statement. People need guidance on how to use these things. People need to understand that you can't use certain substances with pharmaceutical medication. And with regard to those newscasters, here's my point. Who's paying their salaries? I think it might be pharmaceutical companies.
I think that's a good point. But the issue with, that I have with the headline dish, if you read the article, it never mentions one supplement. Doesn't go specifically to say this particular supplement was toxic to the liver. So what is a person supposed to believe when they read something like this? That everything that you take in the way of herbal supplements could be a damaging effect on your liver.
Consequently, I won't take my news from broadcast news. I do a lot of reading, and a lot of reading across the spectrum of viewpoints. So hopefully, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings people the truth and the broad support that science brings to our industry.
Well, again, I know we're coming up on the end of the show, but remind our listeners that Thursday, anytime after 11:30 in the morning, you'll be able to pick up a free Save-A-Lot t-shirt at the Save-A-Lot store located at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, which is just a half a mile south of State Road 7.
No, on State Road 7
from Sample Road. On the right-hand side, you'll see the sign Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Janet?
And to all of our listeners, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.